It's January and every hotel in Ostrava is fully booked. So what's pulling the crowds to a city that many Czechs wouldn't visit if it was free? The answer is simple. Ostrava is playing host to the European Championships in figure skating. Join Daniela Lazarova on a trip to a city with a bad reputation.
This place is a dump in every way, but we don't care what people say. Ostrava-born Czech singer and songwriter Jaromír Nohavica extolling the ugly beauty of his hometown to an enthusiastic response from the Ostrava public. The third largest city in the Czech Republic, capital of the Moravia-Silesia region with over 300,000 inhabitants, has little to offer visitors in terms of conventional beauty. It most frequently makes the news with reports about its ongoing industrial transformation and problems relating to persistent air pollution. A blanket of smog hangs over Ostrava through most of the winter, forming a bleak backdrop to the steel mills and smoking chimneys. But for those willing to look further than first meets the eye, the city has a lot to offer. Martin Kukal, who was born here, says Ostrava is a city that grows on you.
Ostrava is not a town that would have a scenic beauty, but it's definitely a dynamic, original place with people that are energetic and very direct and very warm. And there are definitely things to see. For example, it's industrial heritage that's quite exceptional.
With a history of coal mining, steel and metallurgical production, Ostrava has worked hard to turn its industrial character in its favour, transforming outdated industrial complexes into concert halls, interactive museums and observation towers. The concert at which Jaromír Nohavica sung This Place is a Dump took place at a former gas holder converted by architect Josef Bleskoth into an impressive concert hall, a place with a unique atmosphere that won several architectural awards. The city has its own philharmonic orchestra, opera house, five theatres, many museums and galleries, as well as a university. Even so, it takes a while for newcomers to feel at home here. Prague-born Marina Feltlová says the first impression can be very discouraging.
My first impression of the city was far from good. Taking a tram after dark to some areas of Ostrava is really not for the faint-hearted. But I have to say that, as time went by, my impressions of the city changed a lot.
Artist Daniel Jager, who also moved there from Prague, says he had second thoughts about whether to stay.
When I first came to Ostrava to sign a work contract with the Theatre of Moravia Silesia, I found myself thinking, do I really want to stay in this place? At first sight, the city was unattractive and the atmosphere of the place was not exactly welcoming either. But my mom, who had family there, warned me about that. She said, you'll either come to love Ostrava or hate it. There's nothing in between. And she was right. I came to love Ostrava.
A já jsem měl to štěstí, že jsem si Ostravu zamiloval. Ostravo, Ostravo, černá hvězdo nad hlavou.
Tam budou stalíny v městu všecko krásu. In the past decade, Ostrava has worked hard to create a positive social environment that would keep young people in the city. 2014 saw the opening of the Karolina Triple Hall, a multi-purpose complex for concerts, exhibitions, social events and a variety of sporting activities. The site was converted from a former ironworks and coke plant, giving it a unique character. Industrial environment enthusiasts who visit the city love the wide open spaces, and the locals say they wouldn't have it any other way.
Má to určitou scale, se říká v angličtině. Dimenzi, víte?
Everything here is on a big scale. Everything has impressive dimensions. Nothing small about this town. The Vítkovice ironworks are like Bethlehem steel. They seem to go on forever. There is a certain generosity about this place and its people.
Lidi jsou velkorysí.
Conductor Petr Kotík there. Marina Feltlová notes that the once dark, dirty and gloomy city has undergone an impressive transformation.
Samozřejmě doménou jsou vysoké pece, kterým se říká Ostravské Hradčany.
The tall metallurgical furnaces dominating the skyline are jokingly called Ostrava's Prague Castle. The city's industrial heritage has undergone an impressive transformation. Lots of buildings have been converted or given a facelift, and Ostrava has turned its industrial heritage to its advantage. Many sites which were once considered ugly have become tourist attractions.
Využít to vlastně i jako turistické lákadlo.
Ostrava, Ostrava, je to mezi městy hořké moje štěstí. Ostrava.
Ostrava's main tourist attractions are linked to the city's industrial heritage. The city grew to prominence thanks to its location at the heart of a major coal field, and although coal mining was terminated in 1994, the adjective black sticks strongly. The famous Vítkovice Steelworks was established in 1828, and the city was later nicknamed the Steel Heart of the Czech Republic due to its unrivaled status as a national steel and metallurgical production leader. In the past two decades, the city's industrial base has undergone a painful transformation, but the heart of the Vítkovice Steelworks continues to beat. Daniel Jager says that under the harsh environment there is powerful energy.
Je tam obrovská energie. Když procházíte městem, tak tam cítíte, že zkrátka je tam něco navíc.
When you walk through Ostrava, you feel the place is throbbing with life. It is a city with lots of energy. I dare say that in some ways it is like America. No historical heritage to get in the way. It is a powerful place. You just need to appreciate its raw beauty.
Která se jenom velice těžko popisuje.
Ostravo, Ostravo, nene jsem oči nechal, když jsem tobě spěchal. Ostravo, Ostravo, černá hvězda nad hlavou.
Many former industrial sites in the city are now accessible to tourists. The Coal Mining Museum will take you on an unforgettable trip underground, or you can take an adrenaline ride to the top of a tall metallurgical furnace with its cafe at a height of 80 meters. The Lower Vítkovice area, a former coal mining, coke production and ironworks complex in the city centre, with its unique collection of historical industrial architecture, became the first Czech site to be included on the EU list of European cultural heritage, rubbing shoulders with the likes of Wawel Castle in Krakow or Cluny Abbey in France. And last but not least, there are the people of Ostrava, people with a heart of gold who have a habit of telling it as it is. Marina Feltová says the forthright nature of the locals is something she came to appreciate.
Ostraváci jsou velmi specifičtí, ale mě je teda ten...
The people here are something else, very open, very straightforward. They don't mince their words and they can be quite brutally frank at times. As they like to say, what's in their hearts is on their tongues.
Nevybíravé výrazy, ale je to opravdu co na srdci, to na jazyku.
Martin Kukal agrees that speaking with a local is a whole different experience.
Yes, I think that people that live here or that are from here are very different from people from Prague. There's a saying that in Ostrava, good morning means good morning, which means that people absolutely are unpretentious and they always express what they really think and what they feel. And I find that very refreshing every time I'm here and I come here, for example, from Prague or another place. That's really something that I like very much about Ostrava.
Ostrava is simply different. Prague far away, God high up in his heaven, as Jaromír Nohavica sings in one of his songs about his hometown. And that alone may be worth paying it a visit.
O výplatě je tu velmi divoko, Praha daleko a Pávů vysoko. Dura světa v každém směru, co si myslíš na to scénu, nemluv o mě moriteru, tak si žijí tady na...